We have our Catch the Vision car show and cruise this Saturday, our second year. It was a great success last year. We had about 130 vehicles come to our show last year, so we're hoping for a great turnout again. The registration starts at 10 a.m., and all participants registering a car will get a free ticket. Registration is also free. They will receive a free ticket for the raffle that takes place. We have several prizes. The township businesses have been very generous this year.
And one of the things that's really cool about this is it's a car show, just like everybody's kind of used to, get together and check out the cars. But then you kind of hit the road and take a quick cruise. Tell us a little bit about the cruise itself.
Yes, I have the detailed car show cruise here, and we will be lining up at about 2 p.m. We will line up behind the old antique fire truck, a 1937 fire truck that led our cruise last year. We will leave Applebee's parking lot. We will proceed to Commerce Drive, to Wright Street, to Lakeshore Boulevard, and then around Presque Isle. Now, on the way back, it changes a little bit. We will leave Presque Isle, go to Lakeshore Boulevard, on to Wright Street, to Lincoln Avenue, to Fair Avenue, to Ontario, to Werner, and then back to Applebee's, which will conclude the car show.
And this is kind of the cool part about it is it gets the vehicles up and running as opposed to just sort of, you know, on display, which is really cool because a lot of the cars you see at car shows are simply, as they say, show cars. They're display cars. They're not really there to be used. And these cars are operated by people. They show up. They drive these cars all the time.
Yes, they do. And for anyone wanting to come to see the car parade, they might want to get out on the route and watch the cars go by, which would be really nice.
Yeah, I thought about that. Set up a lawn chair somewhere along
right.
the way.
That's a great idea.
Trying to think, would that be maybe at the Board of Light and Power offices or somewhere along the way there where you can set up a chair would be a good idea. Or at Presque Isle, that would be a great location too as they come around. But you mentioned that you've got a lot of support from the community businesses and you've got the raffle and with that some great prizes. And what are some of the main big prizes that you've got that you'll be raffling off?
Well, we have automotive items with up to $120 value. Marquette Detailing has given us some certificates for detailing a car. We have oil changes. Willie's Tire gave us an alignment. Other businesses have given us pasties, Lowry Pasties, Subway, Wild Birds Unlimited, Computer Doctor. So we have a lot of prizes.
Everybody stepped up, and the idea of it is it's all under the banner of Catch the Vision, which is what a lot of the Township Community Events Committee does. And you've got a few other things that are coming up very soon here as well. What are some of those items?
Well, coming up, our next event is August 17th, which is our Catch the Vision Community Day at Lions Field. And we will be having a softball tournament, which is a double elimination softball tournament. So if you have a business, a church group, a sporting group, hockey team that would like to get into the tournament, we still have a few openings for teams. We will have a kid's bounce house and an 18-foot slide. New this year, we are going to try the beer garden. I know the Lions Club is sponsoring that. Of course, the Texaco Country Showdown.
Mm-hmm. All of that will be going on, and it's a great opportunity for you to find out more about what's happening in Marquette Township. It's the Catch the Vision Car Show. It's this Saturday, and it's going to be in the Applebee's parking lot in the township, but that's only part of it. There's also a great cruise with it. You can get registered, and if you get registered, I know that Applebee's is also giving folks some something to eat. Julie Peterson is with us. She is with the Marquette Township Committee, Community Events Committee, and is a volunteer member with the group. And you've got an opportunity. People that register will get a voucher or a coupon for some food from Applebee's, or Applebee's is preparing it there, and a few other things doing with food. So tell us about that.
Yes, Walt. Okay, Applebee's will be cooking brats on the mm-hmm. grill provided by Russo's. Mm-hmm. You will get a ticket at registration that will allow you a free brat, pop, and chips. So
that's if you register with a vehicle. And there's also a food drive. And you want to make sure that people know about that you can bring some non-perishable food items.
Right. St. Vincent de Paul will have a truck parked alongside Applebee's car side pickup location in their parking lot. And we encourage all participants of the show and the general public to bring some non-perishable food items to help stock our local pantry. I'm sure that after the long, long, long winter, that the shelves are probably need to be restocked.
The shelves do need to be restocked, and it's a great way for you to do it this Saturday. Again, what are the hours this Saturday? And folks want to register a car, what time do they need to be there, and what time do things get going?
Registration begins at 10 o'clock, 10 to 11. And then the car show exhibit and outdoor grill, brats on the grill, will begin from 11 to 2. And then the raffle will start at 1:30. So 2 p.m. we'll line the cars up and start the cruise.
Yeah, the cruise, I think, is really the cool part of this. And it's going to go from the Applebee's in Marquette Township around Presque Isle and back. So you don't want to miss that if you can. And, of course, you know, it's been good working with you guys on getting this out there, because we're car buffs and we have a lot of fun with it. But we certainly appreciate the hard work you guys are doing as a committee.
Yeah, I would like to say thank you to Great Lakes Radio for helping us get the word out about all our committee events that we've had. We really appreciate it.